All of the government programs that we don't like are funded by theft. All of the government programs that we do like... Oh, sorry, there aren't any. Government is the reason that healthcare is expensive. Government is the reason you can't go to college. Taxation is theft.
And welcome back to Taxation is Theft, the show that talks about all the ways that the government is ripping you off and stealing from you and threatening you, threatening to kill you, do all kinds of absolute nonsense. Yeah, we got an interesting one for you today. I, of course, am Dan Taxation is Theft Berman, former candidate for President of the United States, currently in the run for governor of Texas. And Mr. Galaxy is an active member of the book. Sorry, that's autocorrect. he's an active member of the book of the Boog. He is an elected state rep, interestingly enough, but not in the way that you're used to hearing about. We'll hear about that. And he's going to be telling us about the NFAC event in Lafayette in response to the government threatening, well, not the government in this case. It was really more of an individual who works for the government, but I mean, that's the mentality they all share. Threatening to kill people just for showing up in his town. We'll hear all about that in a second. But of course, first I want to take a quick minute to ask for your support with this podcast and all the amazing projects that we do here. If you're listening on YouTube or Facebook, make sure you like and share and comment and live stream or reshare or tweet and tag all your friends and start a watch party and do all that fun stuff. This is going to be really interesting, so people are going to want to hear this. And of course, if you're interested in getting this on the podcast, head over to wherever you get your podcasts from and just look for Taxation is Theft. I think it's probably the only one that comes up, but it's a big yellow Taxation is Theft logo that you've probably seen before. And of course, head over to taxationistheft.cards or taxationistheft.info and buy some stuff. We got some really awesome stuff over there, t-shirts, hats, flags, pins, all kinds of cool stuff. We got some new products coming up soon too. So if you don't see anything you like, make sure you get on the mailing list. There's some really, really hilariously awesome stuff, especially if you fly a lot. We got a good one coming up for you. But anyways, enough of that shameless self-promotional plug. Give me money. On to the show. Mr. Galaxy, how's it going, man? Yeah, so this was a pretty interesting event that you went to. I guess let's just start out with the backstory. How did this event happen? What government events transpired to make this thing happen?
I guess to start from the beginning, about 2 months ago, we had a man by the name of Trayford Pelleran was walking down the street and was shot 17 times, but was hit 11 in the back by police officers. And from that point, we had several protests, and then you had the mayor-president of Lafayette, of the consolidated government there, and he started kind of pushing forth ordinances and whatnot to limit protesters from having protests. And I had already kind of been following this whole scenario when I first caught a glimpse of Trayford Pelleran's murder, and I was paying attention to local government down there, and in preparation, we had just had one of our, we've had a lot of hurricanes here lately, but we had just had a hurricane, and we were going to do another protest after, like the day after the hurricane. And I had already noticed, like I said, the ordinances that the mayor president was pushing forward, Josh Guillory. And so I went down there. I got in touch with local protest organizers and leaders of the NAACP, and And I told him my intentions and what I was coming down there for. Showed up early. I sat down with him. I had a meeting. And made it clear what my intentions were. And that was for their protection from either government officials or police officers that would possibly go against the Constitution, as well as the racist death threats that protest organizers and leaders of the NAACP were receiving. And at that point, we went surveil the area, and then after that, went back, met up with everybody, and kind of discussed what it is we were going to be doing, which was a small protest in front of a courthouse. And then at that point, we were going to march across town to the University of Lafayette and do a speech there. And then from that point, march back across town to the courthouse again and continue our speech and protest there. And shortly afterwards, the day after, actually, we had a congressman that goes by the name of Clay Higgins, who he used to be a police officer who has had very, very questionable videos as far as his authoritarianism. And his post was a picture of Infact and a picture of protesters holding their hands up, and was like, if I see this in my neighborhood or in my town, I will not think twice and will drop 10 of you before I even spill my beer. And this was actually right before I got banned from Facebook for the first or second time. Anyways, I'd already made plans on going back down there, especially if Infact decided to show up. Now, there was a fake post going around about Infact possibly showing up in that date. The first date was completely false. That was never going to happen. And then there was a second post that started going around where Infact was actually planning on coming. And then in response to the death threat against protesters and Infact himself, Infact decided to come down October 3rd. And then from that point, we had already planned another protest prior to him even, you know, deciding that was going to be the day that he showed up. And that was for a black voters registration. Now, being labeled a terrorist for showing up to the first event. And then, one second.
So I just while he's driving, I just want to point out how insane that is.
Showing up
that...
the first event.
Oh, are you back?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out how insane it is that, you know, like I hear a lot of people saying like, oh well, prove that there's systematic racism. Or, you know, prove that, and it's like, yeah, you know, you're not going to look in the law books and find, you know, a quote that says, oh yeah, it's okay to treat black people unfairly. Like that's not what systematic racism is. But when you have somebody who's so openly going to, provoke things like this, and you know, and they've been in law enforcement, they've been, you know, and for some reason they never get fired. Like this is what systematic racism or systematic tyranny, even if it's not race-based, I mean, okay, fine. It's still just as bad. But yeah, it's the government threatening its citizens, its tyrants threatening its citizens with violence if they decide that they are going to peacefully protest, which is absolutely wrong. But anyways, continue.
Before I continue real quick, he was removed from law enforcement, actually. Before
he
became
elected.
Yeah. But, I mean, we live in the state of the booth, so you can only imagine.
Yeah, what a piece
the
of
support
shit.
That he had. But, anyways, we had already planned the Black Voters Registration prior to, in fact, even thinking about showing up. And he decided to pick the same date. And now I was worried something was going to happen at the voters' registration, considering that, you know, we've had issues with certain militia groups down here that decided to show up unannounced, armed, and causing problems with protesters. Now, I had a pretty good feeling that they were going to show back up at this event. And, of course, I was right, but, I get to the voters registration, which was planned for 12 o'clock that afternoon. And in fact, March was planned for 4 o'clock. Now, throughout the day, we were having several altercations with, this militia group that goes by the name of Louisiana Cajun Militia, which consists of a bunch of 3%ers and, or they prefer to be called Reapers. And, they first few altercations, they showed up unarmed, but were still mouthing off to people trying to register to vote, protesters, and, members of the New Black Panther Party that were actually there to protect protesters as well. And after the first few altercations, they end up leaving, and everything's fine. Of course, I was there. I was armed. I had no problem with the New Black Panthers. Not that we were working together or anything, but they knew I was not a problem. They actually communicated with local organizers who I've worked with prior and who were actually holding this event. And not that they trusted me or anything, but they knew I wasn't there to cause trouble. So that was fine. And I stood offset from the militia group to distance myself, so I wasn't affiliated with them at all. And after they leave, everything's fine. I go ahead and I prop myself up against the light pole. I start to relax a little bit and kind of just enjoy the protest and enjoy, you know, the company of people there, you know, registering to vote. And actually opening up a dialogue with locals there about Boogaloo after, you know, hearing so much negative shit. And that was positive. Everything was fine. And then come around 4 o'clock when in fact was supposed to show back up, or show up for their protest as they claim, that Louisiana Cajun Militia group shows back up armed and, like, decked out, loaded to the T, wearing body armor, everything. And they start moving through the crowd really quickly in what I was interpreting an ambush attack on New Black Panther Party, because they thought that they were in back, who wasn't even fucking there yet. And we had one protester kind of stop them mid-crowd and was like, hey, I think you just need to stop right there. You shouldn't go any further. Because, I mean, obviously they knew that they weren't there for a good reason. And he was like, well, you know, I should be able to see Grandmaster Jay now. I deserve to see Grandmaster Jay. And all I got to do is make a phone call to Grandmaster Jay. that's another thing. Apparently, Grandmaster Jay invited this militia group that backed Blue, which threw up a red flag for me. I was like, what the fuck?
Hold on. Who's Grandmaster Jay?
That would be the Grandmaster of the Not Fucking Around Coalition, the all-black militia group.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
And apparently he was talking to this militia group prior to this event. Now, that kind of threw up a red flag for me. I was like, so why would you invite a militia group that backs the Blue to your event and have them show up to the black voters registration that was planned prior to your march coming in and your protest? And but I let that go, and I tried not to think negatively about it. And I was just like, oh, maybe I'm just, you know, going off on some shit. But they started moving through the crowd, and I go ahead and I start kind of positioning myself in the crowd to where if anything were to pop off, I would be ready. And as I'm moving, you hear two shots pop off, crowd starts scattering. Some of this militia group runs off and jumps in a vehicle. Now, I still cannot be for certain if it was other members of this militia group that were driving this vehicle, but to me, it looked like fucking law enforcement. So they end up fucking hauling ass off, and me and the new Black Panthers are taking defensive stance, chambering rounds and looking around for where this gunfire came from. One of these militia group members or undercover police officers grabbed a man by the name of Terrence and threw him to the ground. They claim that he shot off two rounds.
We're losing you here.
Going into a deep spot.
There you go.
Okay, I'm back.
Yep. Right. So you said he got knocked to the ground.
He got knocked to the ground, and they tried to say that he was the one that shot and had a negligent discharge. Now, I'm 10, 15 feet away from him at this point. I know for a fact that man did not shoot his fucking gun. They say he is a felon.
Yeah, we're losing you again.
Got a question. Oh, the fella showed up with a question. Sorry about this. I'm sorry.
No worries.
So, I mean, the public is automatically not going to question a felon with a gun, you know, when they say that he shot off two rounds.
Right.
But me being as close as I was to him, I know for a fact he did not fucking shoot. So, now, like I was saying, he may have been a felon with a gun, but he did not fire a round. From where I was standing in relation to him, it sounded like the shots came from behind me, which was the parking garage, or hell. For all I know at this point, it could have been one of the snipers on the five fucking buildings that they had surrounding this event. And, one moment.
Yeah, I mean, this is, it's pretty scary, to think that, and we know this happens all the time, right? The government, will be the agent provocateurs. They'll be the ones to fire the first shot to try to, you know, get other people involved. And then they can say, oh, look, so much gun violence. It's time to bring in the military and just start shooting everybody. It's absolutely insane what, you know, these devious plans that they have. But they're all in their playbook. And I know it's difficult for quote-unquote normies to understand, if, you know, you don't know this, like, oh no, that sounds like a plot out of a movie. But no, these are very real things that governments, I mean, the government is it's a war organization. Look at how many wars the military is involved with around the world. These are the same plans, and then, you know, these are the same plans they execute in foreign territory, and then they come back home, they get hired as law enforcement, or they get elected as, you know, whatever, and they use the same tactics against, you know, it's something you learn. Like, you know, once you learn how to do something, you're probably going to do it every once in a while.
And without a doubt, this was a staged event. They targeted that man and used him as a scapegoat. And they definitely wanted something to pop off at this event. And we had protest organizers that were like, do not shoot. And we did everything in our power not to cause a scene, not to start fucking firing outright like they would want. And I was worried that, you know, this might actually happen somewhere else in the country since they did not succeed here. And that's why, one of the reasons why I've been trying to get this information out, as well as trying to get people to start talking about the incident, because they pushed this narrative, you know, him being a felon, and nobody's questioning that, obviously. They're just going with the flow, and that fucking bothers me. Like, this whole situation was fucked up, and everybody's just ignoring. And I can't sit by idly while I know a man did not shoot and allow him to fucking stay in jail. I can't not say anything.
Yeah. Did anybody actually get shot?
No, that was complete and utter fucking bullshit. Nobody got shot. Some other videos from the new Black Panther Party had posted, or members of, and they're claiming that it was the concussion round that went off, and that's what caused the two and other videos that, you know, are pushing the narrative that people got shot while they were on the ground. But I know for a fact that nobody got shot. Everybody was fine. One man actually, after he was checked and, you know, gathering himself, got back up and he was moving. He was fine. The other one, they say he got pulled off in an ambulance. But no further information on what happened to him. I just know he did not get shot. I was kind of overlooking the scene of the two victims that apparently were armed, and there were no gunshots, no wounds, no blood, nothing. So I don't know if that was part of this whole plan to kind of push that narrative, but nobody got shot.
Interesting. I mean, is it? I mean, you know, knowing how devious these people are, I mean, you could see this as being a false flag where they want to just instill fear in people over protests so that they can say, you know, oh, well, now we have an excuse that we should not be allowing these protests because people are just showing up and randomly shooting. A la school shootings, where, you know, as tragic as those are, whether they're real or not, they are used for political reasons. And you know, something like this is much easier to stage. But it's, I don't know. It's interesting, and it's really hard to tell too, but you're saying you saw these guys leave and get into a car that looked like a law enforcement vehicle.
Now, somebody walked through that crowd and dropped two casings. One was a spent casing and one was an unspent casing, but two shots went off. And there was only one impact to the ground, which did not correlate with the caliber rifle that the suspect Terrence had. Now, shortly after, you had a police officer walk up, no gloves, no forensic bag, picked up these fucking casings and put them in his fucking pocket. At that point, I know something's fucking up, and this was a fucking setup. This was fucking staged. Now, I went ahead, and at that point, I knew that they were going to try and cover this shit up. I walked up to the point of impact and ground. I took photos, photos of the impact, and just so I had, you know, evidence myself to do my own investigation to police the police whenever I finally got back to my house. And nobody talked about that. I want to say there was at one point only like one video of somebody capturing the cop walking up and grabbing these casings with his bare fucking hands. And at this point, I can't find it anymore. So I don't know if it was deleted or censored. I'm not sure.
Man.
But I know for a good week and a half, almost 2 weeks, that this video was up, and I had it saved.
That's, and I mean, you know, we see this all the time whenever the government wants to use one of these cases. I mean, I know I'm going to piss some people off with this. We saw this during 9/11. When they were collecting evidence and just destroying it, as if they didn't really care to find out what the truth was. And whether or not they had any involvement is, I think, irrelevant. If they're treating evidence like this, they don't care. And maybe they just don't care because they have another agenda. It doesn't mean they did it, right? This cop might, you know, maybe he just picked up the evidence because he's like, yeah, I don't care who did it. You know, I'm going to pin it on this guy. You know, it doesn't really matter. But we see this. We see this so many times. It's insane. And people keep falling for it. I guess that's why they keep doing it.
But, shortly after getting home, I kind of started my own investigation and whatnot. But I kind of come across some interesting evidence, despite what happened to me and being surrounded by impact members shortly towards the end of the speech and the protest. And come to find out, they were actually working with law enforcement. They got kind of like that made law enforcement kind of barricade the whole fucking area for blocks. I had to walk a mile and a half to get to this event from where I parked my car, which is fucking insane. And I kind of felt like that was a form of voter suppression that was being used. And it made me kind of question some things some more. In fact, and Grandmaster Jay, not that I'm trying to talk shit, I'm just, you know, pulling up questionable things that I'm visually seeing now for myself. And they were buddy-buddy with the police officers when they first got there a day prior, and were kind of working with them hand in hand. So that made me cautious of what was their intention of being there in the first place, because they claimed to be there to protect protesters at the voters registration, but when the shots rang out, they were nowhere to be found. And come to find out, when the shots rang out, Grandmaster Jay actually told some of his men that were trying to run towards the scene to figure out what the fuck is going on to stay the fuck put, or I will have your ass. And, but you're there to protect protesters, right? That made no fucking sense to me.
Interesting. So, so How many of these organizations were there? You've got NFAC, you've got the New Black Panther Party, you've got the Cajun Militia.
Mm-hmm. And then you had me, the only flower boy that showed up for various reasons. But yeah, that, let's see, you had the NAACP, New Black Panthers, Boo Boys, Louisiana Cajun Militia, and grassroots Black Lives Matter protesters. Not the fucking organization, because we all know that's bullshit, but these were actually members of protesters that were fighting for actual fucking justice with what happened with Trayford Pellerin and his murder, which we're still dealing with now because they're bullshitting around that and don't want to release evidence, video evidence of that.
Are these, I mean, how many of these guys were local? Were a lot of people coming in from other cities? Oh, I think we lost.
We had several medic groups that were from. We had several medic groups that come from New Orleans and Baton Rouge, that were there to kind of help the situation if anything happened. Then you had NFAC members from all over the country, apparently, and then the Louisiana Cajun Militia. A lot of those were local, but a good bit of them were from surrounding cities. And then you had me. I live about 3.5-4 hours away, and I always make these trips.
So now, because I mean, the NFAC showed up because they were, I mean, they were responding to this threat, right? Wasn't that their original? I mean, if they're bringing people from all around the country, isn't that kind of the original purpose that they had, was to stand up to this threat?
Against Clay, or from Clay Higgins? Yes, yeah. That was the original purpose, but they claim be there to protect protesters the day before arrival. So a lot of people knew that was bullshit. Locals knew that was bullshit because, one, that there was no communication between NFAC and locals. And there was actually an incident during their demonstration where locals were going off on NFAC and the people that they chose to speak. One of which was a assistant to the mayor president of Lafayette, who has done absolutely nothing to help Trayford Pellerin, and actually kind of assisting mayor president in his ordinances and whatnot. And locals knew that he was a fucking joke and he was full of shit, but in fact decided to let him speak over local protesters and stuff like that. And they were not okay with it.
That's weird. I mean, are they, how much do you know about them? Have you ever been at a protest with them before, or a rally?
In fact?
Yeah.
No, just from what I've seen throughout, I guess, the past 7 months now. I have been following them for quite a while. When I first caught a glimpse of them, you know, organizing and showing up at protests, like Louisville, Kentucky, what was one of the first ones in Stone Mountain, Georgia, and several other places. But not that I'd visually, you know, been to, or, you know, personally been to a protest where they were at. And right. That's why I tried to avoid a lot of the narrative that was pushed about them. And I'm one of those people that has to kind of see stuff for themselves to believe it. And I'll go out of my way to find facts and truth, especially with stuff like that. But no, I'd not been to a single protest that they were at before.
So do you think that, like, because I see, like, a lot of mixed information on them, and of course that's, I don't know, you could argue that that's more of a reason to try to dig to find the truth, but I guess if everything's super one-sided, then that's equally needs the truth exposed. But, I mean, do you think that this guy, Grandmaster Jay, is either himself some sort of controlled opposition, or do you think that, you know, maybe he is he's trying to be true to his cause, but maybe some of the management from within his organization is controlled opposition that's helping to organize some of this in that way? Or because I mean, like, I know, you know, a big militia group comes into town and shakes hands with the police and the sheriff or whatever, like, that's not, that in itself isn't always a big red flag, because I get it. Like, they don't want the sheriff to just come out with, like, the SWAT team and be like, yeah, we're going to just totally run you guys over. Like, you know, I get it. Like, you know, shake hands before you have your standoff, so to speak, before you play your game.
But,
like,
that,
you know,
I didn't do it. I don't.
Yeah. No, a lot of people myself. Don't. But, like, I can kind of see the, like, you know, some people doing that, and it's, you know, just to be like, okay, look, don't fuck around, we won't fuck around. I kind of get that. So, like, that I don't want to say is in itself a red flag, but, like, with all this other stuff going on, like, together, that kind of is. But at the same time... yeah, go ahead.
I did get... Strong, like, psyop vibes. Actually, you know, visually seeing this for myself and being there, there was something fishy. I'm almost positive that that they are, or at least Grandmaster Jay. I know a lot of the members may not be, and they're just unknowingly following this man, but. Right. From the amount of, you know, stuff that I've watched from him personally, his, like, his personal page, and not including the questionable other videos that I've watched about him, you know, trying to get both sides of the story, I do feel that that might be a possibility.
What kind of, because I don't follow him, I don't know a whole lot about him other than, you know, some of the news articles that have come out. So, like, what, can you give some examples of, like, what kind of, maybe you saw that kind of gave you that kind of vibe? I know that stuff's kind of really hard to put your finger on it or explain into words.
I mean, without... Because that's like 7 months worth of videos that I've been like watching throughout this whole period. It's not just one thing.
What do you think is his agenda?
I don't know. Possibly to cause an event. I noticed that, you know, here recently he started pulling in younger and younger. Younger members, and a lot of the older members are leaving, and they're also questioning a lot of his conduct. Hell, in the past week, I've seen, I'd say, three or four older members of his organization that have actually put out videos about him and how they've questioned him, his conduct, and how he carries himself, and how he's not professional. He's not, what's the word? Lost it there, but.
I mean, I think that kind of sounds like maybe he's not, he's not controlled opposition, because I would think, you know, when the government's going to create something like that, they're going to do a pretty damn good job at it.
You would think.
Yeah. Of course, like, oh no, they're going to expect us to do a really good job, so we're going to do a really bad job, and so that they'll never suspect. I don't know if they're that good,
just stupid.
Yeah, and I mean, that's possible, right? We've seen, like, some crazy shit, like, people follow and go drink the Kool-Aid. So it's, you know, it's interesting. It's also possible that, you know, maybe he started with good intentions and good messaging that resonated with people. And, you know, as more events unfolded, you could totally see this happening, right? A few things happen. You start an organization. This has to change. We're going to fight for it. And then more and more bad things keep happening. And then, you just start getting crazier and like, no, we can't just show up and protest peacefully anymore. It's time to start shooting. Like, I could see how somebody gets radicalized or escalated like that. So I think
maybe that's not his first shooting. This was not his first shooting at an event. There was actually one in Louisville, Kentucky, where one of the members got shot because somebody decided to drop their shotgun, and that brought out a discharge, and it ended up hitting one of his members. And this, I want to say, is the second time. But see, that's the thing. Terrence had no affiliation with Infact or the New Black Panther Party. He was just there. He was just a civilian with a gun. So I don't know, again, on that topic, if that was just part of the kind of just to push the narrative that, you know, I don't know. My mind kind of wanders a little bit with that. So I don't really want to go on that topic just because I don't have enough facts to prove that.
Right. Yeah, that's certainly interesting. And, you know, it could also be, I don't know, I want to say to some degree it could be that we're getting so many people who are deciding to take up arms these days, having come from this belief that nobody needed guns, and so they're completely new to it. They don't know about gun safety. And, you know, this is all possibly contributing to what's going on. We see a lot of people posting pictures like, yeah, look how he's holding his gun wrong, or his sights on backwards, or his fingers on the trigger. But then there was also the, what was it? I think it was the National Guard. They didn't have that much training either. There was some kid, you know, in full uniform with the National Guard, and I think he dropped his magazine or something, on video, and it was, or he was standing there without a magazine. It was nuts. But it's like, yeah, I think that's an important part. And, you know, we used to, even in America, like, we used to have gun training, gun safety classes, shooting ranges at, like, I don't want to say elementary schools, but middle schools, maybe.
I was brought up from, like, the age of 5 about gun safety. And, like, almost every day that it was brought back up. So from a very young age, I was taught about gun safety, how to handle a weapon. And it concerned me that, you know, just a lot of people showed up. They have no training whatsoever, and they're just walking around with firearms.
Yeah. I mean, that might even be a fun experiment to, you know, to just show up at one of these things with a megaphone and just, you know, give the 3 rules. Just to, like, you know, give everyone a crash course if they're going to be there. I mean, I've seen that before, like, when, when you go to a shooting range, as a group, sometimes someone will get up and say a few words, or like if you're going to go shooting in the woods, or, you know, a training exercise, like, you know, just somebody out there to like give a few words to the people who are just there. You know, they don't have the training, they don't have the experience. I think that would be like a really great, it doesn't have to be like, you know, a half hour course on how to be a gun expert. Just like, you know, here's some basic safety tips. You know,
keep the safety on, make sure you're, there's no chambered round. I mean, you know, simple stuff that, you know, anybody can, you know, gain knowledge from if they don't know anything about a firearm.
Yeah. I think, especially like, you know, a lot of the anti-gunners are always talking about how many gun accidents there are and all this other stuff. And it's like, okay, yeah, if you spent all your energy, you know, trying to tell people how to handle a gun safely instead of trying to like take them away from people, you might actually fix some of those problems. But of course, that's not the problem they're trying to fix.
I know that.
Yeah, it's insane. I say the same thing about the abortion, the anti-abortion lobby. You know, they spend like billions of dollars on that, and it's like, you know, if you like spent that money on like whatever,
education.
Yeah,
that they're taken out of schools, and
yeah,
who knows?
you'd prevent those from just happening in the first place. But that's a whole other topic. But man, yeah, it's crazy because I mean, you know, like myself, and I can tell from your shirt, like we like seeing protests where people come out armed. Like that's kind of an American tradition that we should be doing.
I love my Second Amendment. I love all of my constitutional rights, but that being one of my favorites.
Yeah, it is certainly the most fun to exercise. Although the first can be pretty fun too. But
yeah, I had an incident with that.
Do tell.
It was actually a few days ago. I was on the voters registration site for Louisiana. I was registering to vote, and I was trying to get a mail-in ballot because I'm extremely active here in the state as far as protest goes, and I'm always trying to do my part to help. And that and constantly working, there was a chance and possibility that I may not be able to actually make it to a polling station. Well, in the email, I had messaged the representative running the voters registration here in my parish. And, I was venting my frustration in general. And, I'm obviously, you've noticed that I cuss a decent amount, and, not that I was being disrespectful at all. I was just venting my frustration in general, not at, you know, directly. And, was like, because I'm required to have to fucking go and vote in person. And I was like, that's bullshit. You shouldn't have to force that on anybody, considering, you know, COVID and, you know, other possibilities like mine, where I would have to actually take off work or not show up to one of these protest events. And I get an email back, and it was like, her name was Nicole Warren. And she was saying, I don't recall ever speaking to you about, you know, your voting ability. And had I actually done that, first I would tell you not to, we will not tolerate you speaking in a vulgar manner and to me or my staff. And you will not do that. And I was like, Hold up. Did you just tell me that
you work
I
for me?
Guess what I'm saying? And that kind of like impeding on my my freedom of speech. And I was like, excuse me? And I was like, what exactly do you mean by not tolerate? What exactly would you do? Because I can actually say pretty much just say fuck you, which I did during my last email, and she has yet to respond. But
I guess that's what she does when she doesn't tolerate it. She just doesn't respond.
And it was just it's like voter suppression is now going on in my own parish, because I've noticed that not just myself, but anybody voting third party or libertarian is having issues trying to cast their vote in this parish. But anybody trying to vote for the main two-party system are having a heyday with that.
Yeah.
No,
I just want to pull this up because, like, I don't know. I guess I'm turning into a fucking English nerd. And maybe it's I always hated English class for some reason, and I speak terrible English. But I guess, like, because of the way the law is, right, all the words are redefined within the code. And so, I don't know, for some reason, I'm starting to become more conscious of the specific meaning of certain words, especially how people misuse them. A quick example, somebody said something about, like, why is your first birthday not your second birthday, and the day you're born is your first birthday? And it's like, well, if you think about it, the day you're born is your only birthday, and the rest of them are anniversaries of your birthday, which I know a lot of people, like, make as a joke, but it's like, that's actually true to the language. But so we're talking about this woman, and we will not tolerate. That's become, like, that's just become, like, an expression, like, that people say without really understanding its meaning. Like, when people say things like, you know, something's being taken for granted, and they say granite instead of granted, and, like, it's totally out of context from what that expression means. But anyway, so my point is, I'm getting to the definition of tolerate, which says to allow without interference. So what that means is, if she will not tolerate your language, then the next time you try to use that language, she will interfere with you.
And that's how I took it.
And interfering with you is a violation of your First Amendment right. As the Supreme Court says, if you work for the government, shut the fuck up and take it. When someone starts swearing at you, there is absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Oh, and I knew that. I knew that very well.
So she made a threat. She made a threat against you. That's a crime.
Oh, and refused to apologize, actually. And kind of decided to play victim.
You should respond back very nicely in the email.
Well, I did. I did. I've got stuff I can send you.
And alert her to the fact that she literally threatened you. But don't worry, I'm not going to take legal action against you as long as you send me my fucking mail-in ballot. Whatever. Oh, man.
At this point, I told her that, you know, my ability, because she pulled up my voting record and was like, you're required to show up to a polling station in person to verify your identity. This isn't my first time voting. I voted back in 2016 in a different parish right next door. And, I did show up in person there, and I verified my identity, but now I'm required, because I've never voted in this parish, that I'm required to do it again. Hmm. And at this time, it's a slight inconvenience for me, but I told her it's none of her concern anymore. I'm going to do what I have to make sure my vote is cast and my voice is heard. And if that requires me taking off work, then so be it. No help to you, but fuck you.
Gently.
Nice. I was I didn't cuss one time throughout the other emails until that last little bit. So
that's a Jack Black song. Fuck you gently, or I'm gonna fuck you gently. I don't know. It's fucking awesome. It's hilarious. And these bureaucrats are always with a stick up their ass about something.
And it's crazy who they allow to take these positions of power
nowadays. It's just, it's beyond me. I know our forefathers are turning over in their graves right now.
I always wonder, like, are these people really assholes who go work for the government, or are they like regular people who go work for the government and turn into assholes because there's absolutely no reason for them to, like, you know, I'll never get fired. I can treat these people like shit.
Yeah. I was like, you are definitely not over me, let alone anyone for that matter. And I will not be spoken down to like I am.
Yeah. That's a really interesting point, because like these people usually work for, so this woman might not have been an elected official, but she works for an elected official who's in charge of the election board. That's probably, I mean, it might be like what the clerk is an elected position. And that's I think they're usually in charge of the voting stuff. If the clerk is allowing her employees to be disrespectful to the people that she's supposed to be serving, that should reflect on the clerk, and that should be a good reason to get that clerk unelected the next round. That's something we don't usually take into consideration.
Definitely won't be getting my vote. Not that they got it the first round, but they're certainly not getting it this go.
And it's even funnier when you think about, like, yeah, well, they're actually, like, it's almost like the person at the polling place, it's like, here's your fucking ballot, you piece of shit, go vote. And it's like, wait, aren't you on the ballot? Like, can't I vote against you? Like, that's, I mean, it's your boss who's, like, responsible for hiring you, but, like, that's, yeah. Wow. That's deep, man. That's like yeah. 10 levels stoner deep. I wish I had a joint for this one.
yeah, I wish the shit was legal here.
yeah, I keep forgetting that. Like, as much as, like, I'm starting to see, like, different states legalize it, it's going to come everywhere, man. I'm working Texas 2022. That's going to get legal. But one thing I'm thinking of as we're having this conversation is I saw a video today of this guy on like hidden camera in the election hall where they're counting the votes. It looked like a school gymnasium or something. He's like counting all the votes and everything. And then he takes one, then he just looks around and then he pulls out a pen and he starts marking the thing up. And it's like, holy shit, dude. Like, they're...
What the fuck?
Yeah. And it's like... And this is the thing, man. Like, there's a lot of resistance to electronic voting. And I get it. But at the same time, like, people think, oh, yeah, paper ballots are the way to go. And it's like, no, this is just as easy to fuck with.
Yeah, they're still gonna fucking cause fraudulent fucking bullshit with that, too. Right. I mean, there's no...
Well, I think there's
way to go around that. I mean, not currently anyway.
Yeah. I mean, well, I think, you know, and I'm not a huge fan of, like, I know, like, some people are like, yeah, blockchain, everything. But I think and this doesn't even need to be blockchain, but like the way, like, it, okay, there's the chain. I'm going to get technical for a second. The blockchain is a chain, but it's a chain of all these, like, cryptographically signed, digital packets. You can have that without making it a chain, and you can create all these votes where, you know, you get your voter card in the mail. This is how we do it in Texas. I don't know if other states, everyone's already sending out voter cards or whatever, but you get like a little piece of information in the mail, and it's a code, and you use that code to assign to your vote. And when you cast your vote, you can go like a month later, 6 months later, whatever, you go to a website and you verify. It lists out every single vote and exactly how it was cast next to an ID number. You don't know who those people are, who those IDs are, but you look next to your ID and you make sure that your votes were counted correctly. And it shows the tally, and you make sure that like anybody can just go there and, you know, write a little computer program or use their calculator and add up the votes, make sure they're correct. The only thing that doesn't prevent against is, you know, a shit ton of like fake votes coming in. But if the vote total is like, you know, 100 million people for a city of 1 million, it's like, you know, it was rigged anyway. So it's, you know, it's still not perfect, but I think that's probably the safest way. It eliminates most of the fraud, I think that's as good as you can get, is try to eliminate most of it. But people are like, oh, but I don't trust because they don't understand the technology. I don't trust the machines and all that kind of stuff. So they're.
But you trust your.
Yeah. Fuck, they do. Oh, my God. Anyways, man. I want to wrap this up, but I want to give you an opportunity to give me a plug. What are you working on? Any projects, websites? Anyone wants to know more about what you're doing? Do you have a blog or a video YouTube channel? I was about to call it a video blog, like it's 1990 something.
I've actually been kind of working on a podcast myself. I'll message you about that. As far as like the technical difficulties that we've had trying to broadcast that live on YouTube and whatnot. We've been dealing with a podcast called Goob Boys for probably about 2-3 weeks now, and every time we try to save a video to do any type of editing, we always kind of have this issue with no sound, or the whole fucking video doesn't save, or stuff like that. And I mean, as far as social media, I've been banned from just about everything at this point, besides which I don't know how this is even possible because it's owned by Facebook too. But I do have an Instagram, and that would be it's called DAT Galaxy Rapper, like a vinyl rapper, not a lyrical rapper. And that's about all I got now until we get the podcast up and running on YouTube.
That was disappointing, man. I thought you were going to be the rapper, and I was going to tell you to drop a couple bars.
Yeah. That was something I always wanted to do as a kid, but I have to take what I can get.
Yeah. Man, awesome. Well, good luck with all your ventures. It sounds amazing. Keep up the great work. Keep going to the protests. Keep policing the police. That's always amazing work. Hopefully you inspire some other people to do the same, because that's something we need a lot more of. All these protests that are stemming from the these videos of police doing things, this is all coming from the police, the police movement, ultimately. Body cams on police, that's not because the cops were like, oh, we should get body cams. No, it's because people were trying to police the police, it turned into that. It turned into, people filming the police and uploading those videos. Without that, I mean, today we have protests all the time because we hear about innocent people getting shot and killed all the time in really unfortunate situations where they shouldn't have been shot. How many times has this happened before all these cameras were around? So it's probably not growing at this time. We're just learning more about it. So I think that's super important. If you want to help your community, don't join the police force. Join the police force. There you go. That's a great ad.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Also, don't forget, head over to taxationstheft.info. Bless us with your money by buying all of our amazing swag, t-shirts, hats, flags, beach towels, bikinis. Yes, there's a Taxationist Theft bikini, which is really awesome. Get that for your girlfriend.
Might have to check that out.
Yeah, check that out. All right, guys, I will catch you next time. Taxation is theft.